This is episode number 2291 of the Who Cares News for Monday, September 12th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Well, I don't remember Ray and Jay, but I remember. Well, maybe it was Jay.
Yeah.
I think about it. Yeah. Just don't call me late for dinner. Or don't call me Johnson.
So Ray J, Brandy's brother, he's making some huge claims about his infamous sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
With old Kimmy.
Yeah.
After calling out Mominger for an appearance on James Corden's show.
Say what?
So as previously reported, Chris was hooked up to polygraph and asked, did you help Kim release her sex tape?
I didn't know that.
And she said, no. And the polygrapher.
She lied, right?
Said she was telling the truth.
Oh, come on. She was like.
So you can call me Ray, you can call me Jay. Tore into Chris and Kim saying, you have bleeped with the wrong person.
No. Mominger had, you know what? I don't buy that. She. Either this was for Corden's show, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so the deal is it was a setup, okay? She went in and she told Corden, make sure that whatever you ask me, that it doesn't look bad for me, because or else I'm never coming on the show again or something. You know
of
that
course.
Happened. You know that happened.
Yeah, of course, it was a setup. You know that. So in a 44-minute
everything to do with releasing that tape.
In a 44-minute Instagram live session, he said that Chris aided in preparing the tape to be negotiated with
Ray
Vivid
J.
Entertainment,
yeah,
and that Kim was very much aware and involved. And Ray J claims he shot three sex tapes with Kim.
What?
And Chris picked the best one.
Oh, Mominger went in and she selected the. Oh, that is so creepy when you think about it. This is my.
And look at them now.
It's so cringy. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, my mom's watching me have sex with this guy and do things to him that, you know what?
Uh-huh.
That's embarrassing. I mean, it's like, I don't know, maybe she went to Kim and said, you know what, it's okay. We'll make the best of this. Who knows if they knew, you know, whatever. We're going to get our percentage.
You're going to make us rich, Kim.
You're going to make us rich. And she did. She did. People still blame Ryan Seacrest for that. Oh, we do. That's right. I was reading something the other day where people were like, that Ryan Seacrest, he deserves everything he gets except the Kardashians.
I just think Rob Lowe has to be a little bitter. He has to.
He was first.
He was.
He was first. He should be the guy that goes,
a man before
Hello,
his time.
Over here, I made a sex tape.
With two women,
and
right?
And it almost ruined me.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you remember what saved him?
No.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Saved Rob Lowe. I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah. And it took that long. From sex tape to White Castle.
Oh, he was blackballed, man.
It was a long time. And
he
was
hot at the time, too.
But he, you know, he played the weird villain guy in that movie.
Yeah.
Both movies, didn't he? And so, yeah. But then he was fine after that. And now look at us. Look at us. We don't bat an eye over, you know, any celebrity doing a sex tape. So what? Who cares?
Who cares? Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, Ray J's hot.
Well, and I'm pretty sure he's made his money.
Not as much as them.
Probably not, but you know what? How
he
much?
He probably got a cut.
How much was he really going to make? It's
just
a sex tape. So, yeah. There you go. And then nobody wants to see that stuff anymore.
Well, I kind of care about this one. Ladies, if you want to know what Patrick Dempsey's going to look like in a few years, look no further than this weekend's Disney Legends presentation.
No. What? Why? Why? First off, he's a Disney legend. I'm a little dismayed by that, but okay.
I know. And I don't know
why. Whoopi Goldberg is, too. So, the Disney Legends, I know this from past experience. When I worked at Disney, it was very young. It had only been around for about 4 or 5 years, and it was the people who were, I mean, it was the highest award you could get from the company having worked there. And yes, actors like Fred McMurray, Annette Funicello, Julie Andrews, and a ton of the animators and the Imagineers that worked with Walt all were honored with the Disney
Those
Legend
make
Award.
Sense.
And now you know, it was the Star Wars stars, and, you know, they weren't necessarily employees of Disney when they made Star Wars the first time. They were employees of Lucasfilm. And so they've all been named, Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford and all that. Anyway, I digress. So my bad. But you know what? Hey, you know what? Patrick Dempsey's been in a couple of Disney movies, and of course, Grey's Anatomy is owned by Disney, so good for him.
Well, anyway.
He's a Disney legend, so good. Okay.
So he was presented, Patrick Dempsey was presented the highest award for a Disney employee Friday at the D23 Expo, and he showed off something new, a silver fox hairdo.
Ooh.
So in an interview, he said that he is playing a part in a new Michael Mann film about Ferrari's life in the 50s, and he plays a racer, which isn't too far from the truth because Patrick is a racing enthusiast, and he races.
An amateur racer,
I guess. Yeah.
So he's silver-haired.
Yeah.
They could, like, put a wig on him. Kind of surprised that he's...
just dye his hair.
Well, he dyed... Obviously, he's dyed his hair, so...
Now, he stars in Disney's Disenchanted. See, I worry about it. They say that the trailer looks delicious.
Oh, the trailer is delicious. I've seen it. And Amy Adams is not so nice.
Right.
Yeah. But Idina Menzel comes back, so we're excited about that. James Marsden reprises his role as the prince. So this is going to be, I think it's going to be cool. Yeah.
Well, they released a trailer at the Expo. How did you see it?
It's online.
Oh, it is
now.
Yeah,
all the trailers that were online from Disney. So D23 was this weekend. I didn't go because it's stupid expensive and there's COVID like crazy.
Because I tried to watch the trailer before D23. Okay,
so,
that's why it wasn't available.
Real quick, D23 showed footage of the new Indiana Jones 5, introduced by Harrison Ford, who choked up when he was talking about it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really choked up.
Pretty amazing.
I was like, I couldn't believe what I saw. The new live action Little Mermaid. There was a little snippet from that.
Yep.
There was the Hocus Pocus 2 trailer, which Hocus Pocus is coming out on the 30th, and then The Disenchanted, which I thought was great. So you can find that stuff online.
Enchanted is an awesome movie. It really is.
I'm pretty sure Disenchanted is going to be pretty awesome too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it will be wonderful.
With a twist. And Patrick Dempsey won't have silver hair. I guarantee you he won't have silver hair.
Well, Disenchanted drops on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
Yep.
Yeah. And?
And I will watch it.
Our apologies to Halle Berry, who also has white hair. The last time we saw her online, she did that. She did that.
Well, she did it on purpose, though.
She did. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.